The Book of Daniel, number 126, Unveiling the Prophetic Narrative, a study of Daniel chapter 11 and contemporary events, key takeaways. The article delves into the interpretation of Daniel chapter 11, focusing on verse 40, which aligns the history of the Protestant and Republican horns of the earth beast, beginning in 1798 and continuing until the forecasted Sunday law in the United States. It draws parallels between historical events and biblical prophecy, emphasizing the significance of specific time periods, such as the 220 years from 1776 to 1996, and the 30-year preparation periods leading to significant events in biblical prophecy. Furthermore, it discusses the role of various political and ideological movements, particularly in the context of the struggle between globalism, represented by the dragon, and apostate Protestantism. The article suggests that the current political landscape, particularly the struggle initiated in 2016 and the events surrounding the 2020 election, reflects the ongoing prophetic narrative outlined in Daniel and Revelation. Verse 40 of Daniel chapter 11 aligns the histories of the Protestant and Republican horns of the earth beast, starting from 1798. The article emphasizes the importance of specific time periods, such as the 220 years from 1776 to 1996, in understanding biblical prophecy. It draws parallels between historical events and biblical prophecy, highlighting the significance of various periods of preparation leading to significant prophetic milestones. The struggle between globalism, the dragon, and apostate Protestantism is discussed, with specific focus on political and ideological movements. The article suggests that recent political events, particularly those surrounding the 2016 and 2020 U.S. elections, reflect the ongoing prophetic narrative outlined in Daniel and Revelation. Prophecies from biblical texts such as Daniel and Revelation are interpreted in the context of contemporary political and social issues, emphasizing the relevance of these texts to current events. The article also discusses the role of propaganda and deception, drawing parallels between historical events like the Reichstag fire in Nazi Germany and modern-day political discourse. It concludes by hinting at a continuation of the discussion in subsequent articles, with a focus on biblical passages such as Isaiah 8, verse 9 to 16. Verse 40 of Daniel chapter 11 aligns the history of the Protestant horn of the earth beast with the Republican horn of the earth beast. Both horns begin in 1798, and their testimony continues until the soon-coming Sunday law in the United States. Both horns were given a divine twofold document that was to test each horn. The King James Bible, Old and New Testaments, was to test the religious horn of the earth beast, and the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States was to test the political horn of the earth beast. Verse 40 is the history of the earth beast, and its historical testimony begins in 1776, and by 1798 it begins to fulfill its role as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy. Jesus always illustrates the end with the beginning, and the end of the United States has been represented in its beginning history. The period of the ending of the United States has been represented in verse 2 of Daniel 11, as it sets forth six presidents, beginning with Ronald Reagan. Reagan is the first president in the last period of the Earth Beast's prophetic history. That period began at the time of the end in 1989. But verse 2 only addresses Reagan, Bush the first, Clinton, Bush the second, Obama and Trump. Other lines are necessary to fill out the history that reaches to the soon-coming Sunday law. 1989 to the soon-coming Sunday law is a specific line in verse 2 of Daniel 11. 1798 marks the beginning, and the Sunday law marks the end of the prophetic history of the earth beast as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy, and 1798 marks its beginning. The 220 years that began in 1776 is another prophetic line of the earth beast, which identifies a period which begins in 1776 and concludes in 1996, when the message from the unsealed knowledge in 1989 was formalized. That 220-year period identifies the future for America, when at the beginning independence from the statecraft of European kings and from the churchcraft of Catholicism that was published in 1776 will be removed at the soon coming Sunday law. 1776 to 1989 is a specific line in the prophetic history of the Earth Beast. The 30 years from 508 unto 538 represent a prophetic period in advance of the papacy being established as the fifth kingdom of Bible prophecy in 538. The United States fully forms an image of the beast at the soon coming Sunday law. The 30-year period of preparation for the establishment of the papacy in 538 is an element of the image of the papal beast. There was a period of preparation leading to 1798, when the Earth Beast took the throne as the sixth kingdom of Bible prophecy. The period from 1776 unto 1798 aligns with the period of 508 to 538. Jesus illustrates the ending of a thing with its beginning, so the prophetic period represented in the history of 1776 unto 1798, which is witnessed by the prophetic period of 508 to 538, provides two witnesses. Those two periods provide two witnesses to the fact that there is a specific prophetic period which precedes the enthronement of a kingdom of Bible prophecy. Together, they establish that the period from the time of the end in 1989 to the Sunday law aligns with the two periods that preceded 538 and 1798. The prophetic history from the time of the end in 1989 unto the Sunday law of verse 41 of Daniel 11 has been typified by the 30-year period from 508 unto 538, and it was also typified by the 22 years from 1776 unto 1798. Verse 2 of Daniel 11 identifies that when Trump, the richest of all the presidents in this prophetic period, arrives, he will stir up, which means awaken, the entire world to the intents of the globalists, who are then attempting to reset the structure of the world into a two-tiered system of elites, ruling over their worker drones. The Great Reset, as they call it, number one priority is to remove the middle class, in order that the elites, historically represented by historical figures such as Marie Antoinette, are insulated and shielded from the peons that produced her dainty breads. The globalists' religion is New Age spiritualism, and their philosophies of wokeism and diversity, equity and inclusion, coupled with the corrupted ideology of critical race theory, accompanied with the science falsely so-called of global warming, along with their secret efforts of genocidal population control, became readily apparent in the history when Trump arrived into history to stir up the whole realm against Grecia. Trump's arrival in 2016 marks the arrival of a false awakening, stir up, a counterfeit designed by Satan to undermine in advance the awakening of the virgins of Matthew 25. The globalists, whether on the world stage or within the United States, are prophetically represented as the dragon. They are the ten kings, the world bankers, the global billionaire merchants, Freemasons, and other secret societies. The globalist dragon powers are those who specialize in lawfare, warfare by laws, as Satan is often portrayed in the legal arguments of God's word. When God forewarned his faithful of the persecution that always accompanies those who live godly, he promised that they would be taken into the courts of the land to give testimony. Satan is the symbol of the corrupted judges, the corrupted attorney generals that are currently prevalent in the land that has been stirred by Trumpism. And those corrupted courts and attorneys are always supportive of organizations which promote and produce revolution and anarchy, a primary symbol of Satan throughout history. The Soviet Union was a prophetic symbol of the dragon, for among other things, the atheism of Pharaoh is a prime characteristic of the dragon. The king of the south in verse 40 is the king of the Hebrew word Negev, which means Egypt, and is translated in the verse as south. Pharaoh is the biblical symbol for the atheism of France, the king of the south in the time of the end in 1798, and also for the Soviet Union in the time of the end in 1989. Both were dragon powers, and both descended from the dragon kingdom of pagan Rome. The United States is the symbol in the last days of apostate Protestantism, and the papacy manipulated a struggle between apostate Protestantism and the dragon of the Soviet Union to overcome the first of three obstacles it defeats as she returns to the throne of the earth. The next obstacle is apostate Protestantism itself, which she conquers at the soon coming Sunday law. President Trump's strength and power initiated an awakening of the dangers of globalism that has escalated into a worldwide struggle between the dragon and apostate Protestantism. The papacy is using a struggle between the same two powers, the dragon and apostate Protestantism, to produce the environment to bring down the second geographical obstacle, just as she did to bring down the first geographical obstacle. Therein lies the logic of how quickly the Seventh Kingdom of the United Nations, which is the dragon power, so quickly surrenders its kingdom unto the beast at the soon coming Sunday law. It does so because it has been a defeated foe since 1989. It is at one level the same struggle the papacy used to bring down the dragon of the Soviet Union in 1989, but the current struggle of progressive wokeism against apostate Protestantism's MAGAism is designed to defeat apostate Protestantism, not the dragon. The warfare was essentially initiated in 2016, and then in 2020, the dragon, who in the scriptures is the father of lies, stole the election, thus politically killing Trump and the Republican MAGA movement. In Revelation chapter 11, the beast from the bottomless pit, which is the beast of atheism, slayed the two witnesses, and they were left in the street until they once again came to life. William Miller's rules point out that prophetic symbols have more than one application. As we are now considering the struggle of the dragon and apostate Protestantism that brings the earth beast to its conclusion, those two witnesses are the two horns of the earth beast. The Republican horn was slain in 2020 by the biblical power whose father is the father of lies. We are in the very heart of that struggle in this current history. In verse 41 of Daniel 11, the soon coming Sunday law is enforced. And according to inspiration, it will be apostate Protestantism that accomplishes that satanic work. The Protestants of the United States will be foremost in stretching their hands across the gulf to grasp the hand of spiritualism. They will reach over the abyss to clasp hands with the Roman power. And under the influence of this threefold union, this country will follow in the steps of Rome in trampling on the rights of conscience. The Great Controversy, 588. The complex interplay of human events is represented in the struggle that began in 2016. In order to rightly assess the powers within that struggle, it is important to be clear about what each of the three powers that lead the world to Armageddon represent, for they each have their own peculiar prophetic characteristics. The Book of Revelation always retains the sequence of the dragon, followed by the beast, who is followed by the false prophet. So we will begin to identify the prophetic characteristics of the dragon, then the beast, and finally the false prophet of apostate Protestantism. The progressive Democrats are not the apostate Protestants of the United States. They are the prophetic representatives of globalism and the dragon. Before the soon coming Sunday law, the Republican Party must come back into power to fulfill the prophetic narrative. Pharaoh, a symbol of the dragon power, and the dragon power of pagan Rome in the time of Christ provides two witnesses that in the last days the dragon power is the power that promotes the execution of infants, as occurred in the time of Moses and the time of Christ. The last days are the days of the 144,000 who sing the song of both Moses and the Lamb, and in the history of both Moses and the Lamb, the dragon power sought to execute babies. They did so, for Satan knew that the Lord was about to raise up the deliverer Moses and the Redeemer Christ. In the last days, the dragon comes down with great wrath, for he knows his time is short, and it is the dragon power who promotes the murdering of infants, in an attempt to destroy those who are candidates to be among the 144,000. The progressive, globalist, socialist Democrats are not those who are foremost in securing the threefold alliance that takes place at the soon-coming Sunday law, for the Democrats are the dragon power, not the false prophet. By the decree enforcing the institution of the papacy in violation of the law of God, our nation will disconnect herself fully from righteousness. When Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the gulf to grasp the hand of the Roman power, when she shall reach over the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, when, under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of papal falsehoods and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of Satan and that the end is near. Testimonies, Volume 5, 451. The prophetic attributes of each of the three powers that lead the world to Armageddon are precisely marked out in God's Word. The dragon power promotes laws which encourage the murder of babies at the time when God intends to raise up a people who have been typified by Moses and Christ. Liberal Democrats are the dragon power in the struggle within the United States that precedes and typifies the same struggle on the world stage after the soon-coming Sunday law in the United States. The dragon is the father of lies, and liberal progressive globalists are famous for lying. Why do ye not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. John 8, 43, 44. The devil, who is Satan and the dragon, was a murderer, abortion, and a liar from the beginning. When the quibbling Jews argued with Pilate, they boldly proclaimed they had no king but Caesar, and Caesar is a symbol of pagan Rome, which is a dragon power. Thus, while the dragon primarily represents Satan, it is, in a secondary sense, a symbol of pagan Rome. The Great Controversy, 439. Some wonder why the modern Jews are liberal globalists when the globalists possess such a hatred for the modern Jews. It is because they chose to have the king of pagan Rome as their only king. As intelligent as many are in the Hebrew race, their ancient choice to reject the Messiah as their king has locked them into the fold of the dragon. But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." John 19:15. It was the kings of Europe that accomplished the persecution for the papacy. And it is the 10 kings of Revelation 17 that are to make war with the Lamb, and they do so by murdering his followers. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Revelation 17:14. The prophetic attributes of the dragon power identifies that they are those who accomplish the hands-on murdering of infants and Christians in the last days, as represented at the cross and the Colosseum in the history of pagan Rome. It was the dragon kings who in the Dark Ages used the Inquisition to accomplish the bloodbath for papal Rome. They are those who murder babies, and they are preeminent liars. Adolf Hitler is the modern symbol of a mass murderer and as a liar. Hitler was a social democrat. The progressive liberals follow the footsteps of Adolf Hitler, who was the leader of the National Socialist German Workers' Party, commonly known as the Nazi Party. Under his leadership, the Nazi Party implemented a totalitarian regime and was responsible for numerous atrocities, including the Holocaust. Hitler's party is often associated with extreme nationalism, racism, anti-Semitism, and authoritarianism. Joseph Goebbels, who was the Minister of Propaganda in Nazi Germany during World War II, stated, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it." A common lie propagated by progressive liberal Democrats nowadays is that it is the conservative right of the Republican Party in the modern era that was typified by the Nazis of Hitler's time period. Their false historical narrative correctly identifies Hitler's party as the far-right party of his time. But they always leave off the truth that Hitler was only far-right in relation to the communists, who were his left-wing enemies in his initial political struggles. The Republicans are most assuredly right of the Democrats in the political spectrum of the United States, but every other characteristic of Hitler's Nazi Germany represents the prophetic attributes of the Democratic Party. The Bible identifies that you will know them by their fruits, not by the sliding rule of the right side or left side on the political spectrum. The ultranationalism of Hitler's history does not identify the patriotism of the MAGA movement. Hitler's ultranationalism was typified by his identification of a master race, and it identifies the globalists' efforts to establish a two-tiered class system within the United States and the world. The globalists, of course, see themselves in the top tier in that system, as represented by Hitler's master race. The art of lying, projecting, and accusing is a characteristic of the dragon, and a classic example of the technique is to accuse someone else of the actions or positions that you actually uphold and accomplish. This is a daily occurrence in America and the world today, and it is an attribute of the devil, for he is the accuser of the brethren. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Revelation 12:9-10. Hitler's Germany, which is a prophetic parallel of progressive globalists of our day and age, had a purposeful propaganda machine, as do the progressive liberals of today. And it is there where the repetition of big lies, identified by Joseph Goebbels, the minister of propaganda in Nazi Germany, is repeated today with the mathematical precision of computerized algorithms across the various avenues of communications around planet Earth. CNN, MSNBC, BBC, NPR, Google, Facebook, and on and on. The Reichstag fire was a significant event in Germany's history leading up to World War II. It provides a classic description of the lies progressive liberal globalists accomplish in their attempt to bring about a one-world government. It occurred on the night of February 27, 1933, when the Reichstag building in Berlin, which housed the German parliament, parallel to the U.S. Capitol buildings of January 6, 2020, was set on fire. The fire was attributed to arson, and it provided a pretext for the Nazi government, under the leadership of Adolf Hitler and Hermann Göring, to push for the Reichstag fire decree. This decree, signed by German President Paul von Hindenburg, suspended civil liberties and allowed for the arrest and detention of political opponents. It marked a significant step in the consolidation of Nazi power and the erosion of democratic institutions in Germany. That fire, which most honest historians admit was set by Hitler's people, typified the events of January 6, 2020, and the ensuing destruction of the constitutional rights of those who were accomplishing nothing that was not fully allowed under the principles located in the Constitution, especially when compared to the anarchy and destruction brought about by the movements of Black Lives Matter and Antifa, movements which progressive liberals praise and support. January 6th is the fruit of the dragon, and it was typified by the Nazis of Hitler's Germany. The Socialist Democrats in the United States repeatedly identify Trump as the symbol of Hitler, for the principle they operate upon is that if you tell a big enough lie and repeat it continuously through your media propaganda machine, that Marie Antoinette's peons will eventually believe it. We will continue this study in the next article. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces, and give ear, all ye of far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, Say ye not, a confederacy, to all them to whom this people shall say, A confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble, and fall, and be broken, and be snared, and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Isaiah 8:9-16.